Hey guys, welcome back to the Amber May Show. Today, you cannot watch the show around young kids. Okay, there's going to be some really graphic things that I'm going to be showing you because I have Mike Miller. He's the founder of Warriors for Ranchers, and he's going to be on the show today. We're going to be talking about border issues. These are things you're not going to hear on mainstream media because they don't want you to know. Because if you knew what was going on, you might say something and you might rise up and you might stop the plan of the takeover or whatever they have going on. But before we get started, I want you to always hop on to my website, theamermayshow.com. I got brand new merch. Hey, fight like a domestic terrorist. You can't see it through my logo. Fight like a domestic terrorist. On the back has the Amber May Show. I got the hats. I got swagger. So go to theamermayshow.com. Go find some of the shirts. Also, when you're on there, I want you to, if you are an employer and you're not requiring the jab, please fill out my form. I'm trying to connect people who need a job but don't want the jab. So if you're an employer, fill out that form. If you're looking for a job, I have a few already up there, but I'm constantly looking for more resources for you. So I have a resource tab. Go shop with Patriots. And speaking of Patriots, I want you to go to mypillow.com/amber. And right now is the perfect time to get these like travel pillows. I got a whole bunch of them from my family because we go camping, and actually my husband's gonna use it on his hunt. And when we go camping, they're these like tiny sized pillows, and I'm sorry for my logo, it's hiding it, but it's really cute. So if you're traveling for the holidays, take them with you in the car. It doesn't take a lot of room in your car, and it's the MyPillow pillows, so you get the comfort of MyPillows in a travel size bag. And if you're hosting, go grab some from mypillow.com/amber. Use promo code Amber to save 66% off because you're gonna need more pillows for your guests, and you're gonna need more sheets, which is buy one, get one, and you're gonna need more towels because you know those towels are probably like 20 years old. So go get no towels, freshen up your house. And then when you're on the internet, go ahead and visit drstellamd.com. Get her Kobe Bites. These are legit. These are legit. Go get them. I started having some congestion and I started taking them 2 days gone. No congestion. My husband had that lingering cough that wouldn't go away. It's going away with just a couple days worth. So go to drstellamd.com, get a telemed appointment, get your ivermectin, get your Kobe Bites, get prepared now. It's wintertime, you're gonna need it, and use promo code Amber May to save on that. Well, welcome Mike Miller. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I first came across you on the Reawaken Tour. Folks, if you haven't got your tickets, go get your tickets now. There's still tickets for Phoenix, but it's filling up fast. I think Dallas is sold out. But go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can get your ticket to the Reawaken Tour. I know you're going, I think it's Washington too, Mike.
No, we're
Is the
going to
tour going to
Redmond.
Wash? Huh?
Redmond,
Redmond.
Washington. That's correct.
Yeah,
So we
so.
got Dallas, Phoenix, Redmond, and I think Ohio just came on. Let me look here. I think Ohio is a place that just showed up. You can go to thrivetimeshow.com too. Let's
Yeah.
see here.
But you can get your
Thrive
tickets
Time.
at You can get your tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com and get your tickets because when you do, you're going to see Mike Miller. And Mike Miller is the founder of Warriors for Ranches. That's how I came across him. I was listening to him because, you know, I love Clay and I love what he was doing with the tour. And I wanted to support some of my friends that are speaking. And I came across Mike and now I made a new friend with Mike. And what he has to share with us is super important because you're not going to hear it on mainstream. And like I said, the stuff you're going to see today is super graphic. So if you don't have a stomach for it, just like close your eyes when I share my screen with you, because it's just, you need to see the ugly truth, to be honest with you. I think so, to really smack dab your reality check, because what's going on at the border is dangerous. It's dangerous for everyone. It's not just dangerous for Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona and California. It's dangerous for everyone in the United States because they start in the borders and then they go out through all the country. So, Mike, what got you started on your Warriors for Ranchers organization? Because frankly, you didn't have to do this. So what made you like want to start something like this? And then tell my listeners what exactly is Warriors for Ranches?
Right, so this actually started. So let's just go all the way back historically. 11 years ago, I went on a Christian retreat and I met this gentleman that's a landowner in here in Texas. And so it was a Christian retreat where a bunch of men came together. We were broken. God was brought to the center of this retreat and we were bunked up in tents. And the gentleman I got bunked up with was the landowner. So fast forward 11 years later, I retired from the United States Air Force and I came to Texas, and my family and I was looking to start a hunting property. And it just dawned on me that he had this Christian retreat center, but the property was listed for sale. So I call him up and I was like, "Hey, what would you think about doing a hunt ranch with me? And we could create a revenue property where you could still bring people to the ranch, they can find Jesus, and we can still have a place for our families to go and enjoy this place." He goes, "Well, let me think on it." And 8:30 the next morning, he calls me and he goes, "Let's do this." So we started a hunting property together. In doing so, this is when the Trump administration was in office. And I want everybody to know that in Texas, it's not a surprise that we've had illegal immigration crossing our borders for well over 120 years. And many times it's just the uncles, the grandparents, the folks who come over here for a trade, and they cross illegally. They sneak through the woods, they go to whatever contracting site they're working for, and they do an amazing job for not a great wage because they don't get treated fairly like they should in those situations. They work hard, they've helped build ranches, things like that. Okay, so that's the positive side of things. But when the Trump administration was in office, we were at a 40-year low. All the numbers show it that the wall actually worked. He said, "I'm going to build a wall. It's going to be huge. It's going to be the most beautiful wall." And I say that in my speech. It actually is. It is an amazing wall. It's a crazy structure to stand beside, knowing that, one of the greatest presidents in America history built it. Now, let's talk about the guy that stole the election. So the election was stolen,
What?
and
It
this
was
guy,
stolen? Really? Just kidding. Just
yeah,
kidding.
just
I just
new
got some
news for
ideas.
everyone. If you didn't know that voters do not vote at 3 a.m. in the morning, this whole entire thing's a big scam, and we all know it. And everybody can go, "Oh, get over yourself. You guys are patriot conservatives, and you just want to say because you're sore in the butt." No, the truth is, we all know it. There's Mike Lindell and his team has exposed it every which way but Sunday. The truth is in America's face. We all know it. He stops building the wall. This is when all hell breaks loose. We went from having one or two illegal immigrants cross over the property every other month to 58 people being arrested in one day. Two helicopters, roughly somewhere in the realm of 12 to 14 ground team members, special ops people with the Border Patrol, K-9 units on the property arresting people. So in one instance, I was taking cottonseed and hay out to the animals, and I had a Polaris buggy, which thank God for Polaris, the machine's fast, and it was able to basically save my life. So there's three drainage ditches underneath the railroad, and the center drainage ditch is big enough that you and I can stoop over and walk inside of it. And if you go to Daily Caller, you can actually see Jorge Ventura actually covered that story, and he was actually inside the drainage tunnel, and I put that in my speech. Of what it looked like. There's sardine cans and bottled water, food
Did
that
you
they eat
send me a
inside there.
picture of that?
I can send you the video of it. So with that being said, we went down in there during that interview and showed everybody. But I'm taking cottonseed and hay to the animals, and the buggy I was doing about 30 miles an hour along the fence line because in Texas, if it's not early morning or late evening, it's super, super hot to work out there. And we put out roughly about 3 tons of feed a week. And so the cottonseed feeders take 5 50-pound bags of hay or of excuse me, cottonseed to fill up the cylinder. So I'm carrying that stuff back and forth is laborious. So I drive the buggy pretty fast along the fence line. And at that moment, I don't even look towards the railroad. I'm just looking straight ahead. I'm driving the buggy. But the three shots were fired. It was like a burst, like bop, 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 it real fast. And he's inside of a hollow space. So that not only was it loud, it was amplified because he's inside of a hollow space inside that drainage tunnel. So it was a different sound. And I drove as fast as I could to get all the way back to my truck at the pole barn, got in my truck, called Border Patrol. I couldn't get through to the hotline. I ended up calling one of the Border Patrol members' cell phones. So if you had me right beside you and I were to show you my phone, I typed the word border in search. And it's all these agents line up in my phone because of all the many times they've come out there, I've always got their phone number so I can get a hold of them.
Oh,
But
wow.
when you call an agent cell phone, that doesn't create an event in the system. And I know your husband would probably understand this too. All the people that you know that study these things. With that being said, the phone actually gets to his cell phone. I tell him I'm under fire. I've got somebody on the property shooting at me on the by the railroad. And so they didn't catch the guy. They didn't have enough evidence. They didn't report that. And I find this out after Epic Times did an interview with me. So I call Border Patrol up and I go, why didn't you report this? They go, well, you didn't even call the police department. How many people are going to think at that moment to call the sheriff's department, the police department, and the Border Patrol?
Not in that moment.
This is the first time I've ever been shot at. Mm-hmm. So I've done 17 town halls in the state of Texas, and I've been on the Reawake America tour since this has happened. But the next incident was I sent you.
Wait, let me share that video real quick. Okay. Let me share that video.
Of when they tried to shoot at me. I got to send it.
Let me see.
Oh no, this is that's a murder there.
That's not the same one.
No. That's a cartel murder right there.
Okay. So not to share this one yet, or should I share
not,
this one?
Not yet. We'll get to that one. We'll get to that one. Hold on. Right. I'm going to try to find the video of him in the tunnel. 1 second here.
It's okay. We don't have to. I have so much to share with people. So many. Let me know as you talk, like when you want me to start sharing some.
Absolutely.
Of the...
I'm running to it real quick. I put it in my presentation, so I should have it right about here.
Your presentation's phenomenal, and too bad that like everything is so time crunched because there's so many great speakers that we don't get to hear like more, because I was ready to hear more of what you were saying when you were in Colorado the first time. And then when I heard you in San Antonio, I was like, no, we need more information from Mike. I mean, it's incredible. And when I was hearing your story in Colorado about how you came home and found people in your house with your wife and daughter, I was just like, my jaw dropped. I'm like, what would I do in that situation? Like, if I was the wife and daughter, and then I was just thinking how would you be feeling in that moment? I think the way you handled the situation was amazing, because you had every right in my book to shoot and kill him because he was endangering your family, but you didn't choose to do that. You did something else, which is still very admirable.
Yeah, it was definitely a scary moment, because you think at that moment that if I were to have done something, that person, I believe, has more rights than I do in this world right now. And the fact that this administration's trying to make them rich, which they want to give them $450,000 to $1 million per family for being separated or whatever his nonsense is. It's not that I don't care about these people, and I want people to understand these illegal immigrants also have a life, and life is important. And if we're going to say we're men and women of God, we have to care about our neighbor, right? But there's a sense that they're being influenced to come over here. They're being influenced to come into our country illegally.
I take that to heart, because my father was an immigrant to our nation, and he was very poor, but he came the right way. And and so when I see people doing it the wrong way, it really upsets me, because I'm a daughter of a first generation immigrant. And when my dad, who was just as poor as other people, could do it, then they need to be following the law. But the thing is, the things that we're going to be showing to are people really breaking the law. We have sex traffickers that are hurting kids, women, boys, and then some of the pictures you showed me were just, it looks like these children, these babies are just abandoned. I don't know if that's the case, but I also know pregnant women are crossing the border in big droves, and so they're risking their lives, they're risking their babies' lives. And so some of these people say that they're parents of these kids, but in reality they're not. So I don't know, were they taken? Were they sold? I don't know the background. Like, and that's a big deal.
I think
deal.
A combination of both, to be honest.
That's a big deal.
So the email I sent you with all the video, the pictures, there's a video connected to that one. But I'm going to finish why I started Warriors for Ranchers. The second one is the story you just told of when the guy from the Honduras came to the cabins and was trying to break in. He actually had a map on his phone that showed the route to his coyote. And for the people watching, the coyote is not an animal of four legs. A coyote is an individual paid by the cartel to smuggle people. And so I was able to give that information to the Border Patrol agent that came to detain him. But I sat him down to eat. I said, comita. And he's like, si, is like agua, because I don't have a lot of Spanish. And so I got him to understand. I got him to de-escalate. And that when he was eating, we had Border Patrol en route. And people ask me all the time, why do you call them first? They are 5-minute response time. Versus an hour for the sheriff's department. So I call the sheriff's department as well, and they still come and they report and they do their stuff. But the Border Patrol, they are there detaining him. And I was able to tell him, hey, we got another guy here who is probably running out in the riverbed. And there was actually six more, and they were able to catch him. The final event that really made me really ready to stand up was outside the gate of the property, there's no lights except for a terminal for the railroad that changes it from northbound to southbound tracks. And that machine or whatever that terminal is has a little light on top. And I witnessed two shadows run out from the bushes to my truck. And I was sitting in the Toyota Tundra. And I had an individual on the passenger side door, and another one ran around to the driver's side with something long in his hand. It looked like a stick or rebarb or something, because there's a lot of stuff along the railroad, and everything's a weapon to these guys. So when I was trying to think, my mind was under so much stress, I forgot to put my foot on the brake, and I couldn't get my truck to go and drive. And a lot of vehicles, you have to put your foot on the brake to get it to shift gears. And that moment was so intense, I forgot that one little step that's important. Managed to get out of there. I called Border Patrol, and when they come to try to find these guys, they are long gone. They were wearing solid black, but they jumped the fence. They got to the fridge. They ate a lot of the meat that was in there, and they broke
In
the
your
inline.
cabin?
No, the outside kitchen of the property.
Oh, I didn't know
So
there was an outside kitchen.
there's four cabins on the property, and each one of them is about 1,100 square feet. But there's an outside pavilion that has an outdoor chef's kitchen. And there's a fridge there, and there's an ice maker. And that ice maker has an inline water filter. And they break that inline water filter, and they use it to fill their water jugs because it's clean water. These guys aren't stupid. So these types of things continue to happen. Well, U.S. Customs called me in for a private meeting, and they go, hey, Mike, can you meet us at our office? And so I went to U.S. Customs, and we sat down. And that day, I think I had eight custom agents around me with the chief. They call him the PAC, the patrol officer in charge, and the patrol agent in charge. So I sat with the PAC, and we basically said they're having a town hall. They wanted me to come speak. I'm like, okay. So in that town hall, we had a lot of representatives for like our senators and governors and everybody in Texas. And we had a woman there that was with the Republic Women of Kinney County in the office and or in the meeting named Kelly Perry. And this was the first time Kelly's actually met me, first time she ever saw me speak. And when they gave me the microphone, I stood up and I looked at the face of all the people in there. And you could see eyes watered up. You could see people who were in fear, people who were concerned, people who just want to live in their house without having to have a gun by the bed. And it's getting that bad when you're having to start having a town hall to talk about it. So I just said everything that was on my mind. And you would have thought the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl when they were a good team. You know, that's everybody resonated. It needed to be said. That started my speaking across Texas. That was my first town hall, and I've done 16 more since then. And I asked for God to amplify my voice. And so, speaking of that, I didn't send you that one. I'm gonna label that differently. That started with Bianca Gracias of Latinos for America. I'm going to put video amp on here. This is going to be when it starts with Roger Stone at the beginning. You probably remember that one.
Yeah. That
So
was a good video you put together. And then
it
I
is.
expect to be on that
Okay. All right. Well, I have to put you on there. I will put you on there because it just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
It does.
More and more people. I've probably done 50, 60 shows now with people and
Be careful
radio
what you
shows
pray
too.
for.
I know it's, and I tell people you got to be specific how you pray to God. And I'm going to say my prayer right after I send this to you because I think people need to hear it. Because this is just me reaching up to God saying, hey, I want to make a difference here. Use me, use my voice. All right, boom. Okay, that one just sent. That's going to be the last email you got. That's the one where they amplify my voice. So I'm going to read my prayer real quick.
Please.
And, I wrote it down so I don't forget it. I said, Dear Father God, I pray for every family that's been hurt or is suffering during this time. I pray for those families who have lost their crops, stolen vehicles, fences that have been ran through, hard work ruined by the evil that's covered this land. I pray that you send down your angels from above to protect each hair on the heads and create boundaries around their children. Please, God, watch over the children of Texas in this world. Protect these families. Father God, help me to expose these evil leaders. Help me to put a stop to this evil. Help me to rebuild the farms and ranches that have been broken. God, this is your creation. Use me. I'm surrounded by warriors who love Texas and who love America. Allow me to be a voice for each and every one of them. Give me the finances. Give me the strength. Give me the wisdom. Speak through me, God. Send me the warriors who have the skill sets I don't have. And send me the warriors who can amplify my voice. I'm nothing without you. Thank you, God, for the gift of your son. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Okay, let me share that. Let me share this because this is a good video you made. And let me know if you can't hear it.
This is Roger Stone. I'm here with Mike Miller, who probably knows more about the illegal immigrant trafficking on our southern border than any man alive. You're going to see him with Alex Jones next week.
I've been introduced to Mr. Mike Miller.
We've had enough, so I applaud him. There's a new group on the block, Warriors for Ranchers.
With Mike Miller from Warriors for
You have
Ranchers.
The open border story, which is death, drug smuggling, gun running, raping, murder, that the media won't even touch. And so we've received some very shocking footage from Mike. And we had to blur some of it out. We showed some of it there. We'll air some of it as B-roll, but just be warned. Some of this stuff is really graphic. We have blurred it out, but it is really graphic. So Mike Miller joins me now, Warriors for Ranchers. Mike, what is the real open border story? What goes on a daily basis with ranchers that have property at the border?
Wow. That's incredible. And now you're touring the United States of America. With the Clay Clark tour, and I'm sure other tours as well. I mean, God really did amplify your voice, and your message needs to be heard because people are in danger, not only at the border, but it's going across the United States.
Absolutely. What's taking place is not just a Texas problem. It's an America problem. And we're seeing these young boys and little girls being smuggled all across the border, and they're flying them into all the red states. And when you see this taking place, so you're going to see them. This is the Big Bend sector, I believe the picture you just clicked on. These are not just your family units. These are your smugglers wearing solid black, dressed like militants who are, you know, smuggling drugs in their backpacks to come across the border, and they're doing it illegally. And when I see large pallets of drugs and I see all that coming through Texas, what I see is a very poor future for America, because with drugs comes rehab, and with rehab comes struggle, and with drugs comes theft, because people are going to steal to try to get the money to buy it, and it comes addiction, and then also everything else that they do to people to exploit them with drugs. You'll see it.
So this is Border Patrol. Is this at your property or is this somewhere else on the border?
I have a blank screen here.
Oh, you do? You don't see what I'm sharing?
Not yet.
I hope I was sharing. I hope everyone could see what I'm sharing. Can you see that?
Yes. So that right there, that is ICE agents at a stash house. So they had money stacked up in rooms, and people were being held for ransom there. So that was a drug bust slash a stash house where people
were. Can you see this?
Yes, this location right here, that is in Vega Verde lot in Del Rio. I was actually one of the first people to crack that story. That property actually belongs to a friend of mine, a newly made friend. I did a video down there and I showed the house. And the people that own this property actually live out of state. And she contacts me and she said, you know, we had a lot of left-leaning media out there. And Mike, we want you to be one of the only people to have access to all of our lots. So I actually have written consent to go out there. And so there's going to be another image of these types of folks. That is actually a processing bus. And
but look
our
at
van.
This. Do you notice that they're not just Hispanic-looking people? You have redheads in here. You have all kinds of looking people in here.
There's 127 countries represented, 140 now represented in who's crossing our border. It's not just Mexico. They're from everywhere. And so people make the claim that they're in nice clothes. There's a fact to this. But these clothes are, if you're crossing into another country, you're probably going to bring the best outfit you have, you know, or something nice to wear when you get there. So what they do is they have their backpacks and whatnot, and they'll take a garbage bag and they'll tie their clothes that are clean in there. and they'll bring those clothes with them. And in some cases, the cartel is charging them for clean clothes, and they will change their clothes. But if you notice, there are suitcases on the ground there.
And I noticed that these are young people right here. So are these, do you know, or it might be speculation, but do you know if these young kids are in the sex trade industry?
I can't say yes or no to that 100%, but what I can say is they are unaccompanied minors, these guys. That's what it looks like. And these minors...
It's like, I'm sorry, but my mind goes to motherhood and things like that. Like, what business does a young child have crossing international borders? It makes me think that these kids are in danger, whether they're smuggling drugs or they're being trafficked for sex. I don't know. But why would grown adults help a whole bunch of young people travel across the border without something nefarious going on?
So these kids just got exploited to get here, to get here. You will find birth control like this. Hold it here. Birth control packs like you see here, right? All different types of drugs. This is evidence I've found on the border near that location, actually. They'll come across that border, and I had this one gal, she was shaking, her hands are just trembling. And I just said, habla English. And she's like, so. I said, did you get raped over there? And she said, no say. And she was in tears.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't ask these questions. I ask the hard questions because I have minutes to talk to these people and I'll never see them again. And the number one thing I want to expose, if I'm going to be on the border talking to people, I want America to know that we have people that have no care for human life on the other side of that border that is raping women, beating them up, murdering them, handcuffing them to trees. And I'm going to send you that one because I do have that image of the rape tree. You're going to want that on here.
Yeah.
Because they do this to these women and little boys and little girls, and they tie them up. And my buddy Anthony Agrero actually got footage of what appeared to be a 12-year-old young girl being raped by someone on the Mexico side. After he finished doing this, he grabbed her by her hair and drug her into the trees. And she was silent after that. So she was screaming bloody murder. We sent that video, or he sent that video, to the Mexican authorities. And I'm proud to report that after doing so, we saw more roaming patrols of the Mexican policia on the other side of the river over there. So they had a presence where before they didn't. Hmm. So I think that's important for you to know.
Wow. That just breaks my heart. I mean, you're a dad. I'm a mom. And I think these children are getting this happen to them. It just breaks my heart. And I think I interrupted you, because when you were at home, there was a man that was in your house and you fed him and you gave him water, but he was alone with your wife.
He was outside was outside trying to break in. So when I got to the ranch, we had just taken an animal to taxidermy. So I had a dad and some sons with me in the car. We witnessed this guy trying to get in. So they went into their cabin and I said, I'm going to handle this. And I went and de-escalated the situation. They stayed. So we had paid guests on the property witness this entire thing. Wow. There was two loaded 308s on the table. And a 308 is a weapon that we use to hunt deer with. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we had to take those weapons, take all the ammo out of them and unload them and put them somewhere where they were no longer available. But just think, if he would have seen those weapons, he would have had a way to get in or shoot the door handle off or whatever and mm-hmm. force his way in. Mm-hmm. So I took the humanitarian approach and I checked him and I got him to raise his arms up. I'm like, hands up. And he was like, okay. And I'm like, touch, see? And he's like, sure. I made sure I had permission to inspect him. And the reason is it's my responsibility as president of operations of this hunting place to make sure that my family and my guests are safe. And so while inspecting him, I just found, you know, remnants of wrappers and a cell phone charger and things in his pockets. But you have no idea if he's got a boot knife on or if he has a weapon packed in. But this is what I'm having to do now on private property just to make sure my family's going to be safe. And of course, that's intimidating because you don't know if somebody else is watching, mm-hmm. which they were, who could have shot me for touching him, you know? So a lot of ranchers have asked, like, what are our rights as people if this were to happen on our property. And this is the answer we're being given by our attorney general and everybody else there. If death is an imminent threat to your life, and let's say they pull a weapon out, or I'm pointing a weapon at you, Amber, and I'm standing within 10 feet of you, that's an imminent threat. You can shoot me dead right then because mm-hmm. I'm threatening your life. But mm-hmm. if I'm standing 20 feet away from you and I'm holding a knife going, I'm going to stab you, that's not probable cause enough to shoot someone.
That's weird to me because, like, in the police academy, when you're dealing with someone with a knife and that's like, I think it's 20 or 21 feet away, the police officer cannot unholster his gun quick enough to shoot that man dead and he gets stabbed. I think it's 21 feet. I could be wrong, but there's something in the police academy that they want to let the police officers like drill it in their head. Just because you have a gun doesn't mean you're going to win in a knife fight. And I think mm-hmm. I think it's 21 feet. I could be wrong, yeah, but I think it's 21
basically
feet.
Basically what we
so
heard.
So to like, me, that's imminent threat.
If I have this pencil, right, mm-hmm. and you're arm's length away from me right here, and I'm threatening, I'm going to stab you with the pencil. That's an imminent threat. So we're having to have these discussions at town halls because you got 80-year-old women at home sleeping with the nine, you know, by their bed mm-hmm. or a weapon nearby. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're doing this because the amount of threat that they sense mm. and they're asking those questions. We have women who just got done mowing their property. Right. And it's getting mm-hmm. late and she's driving one of these buggies. Somebody jumped on the roof of her buggy. And she's in her late 60s and her husband was there with them and they have literally attacked her, trying to attack her. She had to drive and the guy fell off the buggy. They are jumping on people's, you know, equipment like this on their properties. And to tell you the magnitude of illegal immigration in Texas, you know what a harvester is, right?
No. Like
when those big machines that harvest corn.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's got the arms and it goes through and it cuts it and it puts it onto a conveyor. It takes all the husk off and then they shoot all that into the back of a truck that's usually driving by. It's got a big arm on it. Okay, so when they're harvesting corn, that's a big process and sometimes it's in the evening. They harvested an illegal immigrant. So he was chasing children on this corn farm, and he was a bad guy chasing kids. And the kids told the farmer that he was bad, but he was hiding in the corn stalks. And that farmer will never, ever forget that night when his giant piece of a machinery ran over a man. That took place in Uvalde, Texas. And that made the local and national news here. So, or local news. I don't know if it made national news, made local news. But the fact is that that happened. And that's how many people are running through the properties. So I made a comment at a town hall. I said, how many people have found a dead body on your property? And there's 400 people in this room. Four people raised their hands. So that image you just showed in the back of the semi truck, that was the bailout that took place in San Antonio, Texas. So all these people are in the back of that semi and they bailed out downtown San Antonio. And so probably this person was apprehended or this cell phone was found near that location. And these images, I have sources that send me images from all across America. And somebody actually told me that this is where this image came from. Wow. And so that was a pretty big deal when they're coming in the truckloads. And so this is cash being smuggled into our country through drug sales. That's $715,000 of money that's being, you know, used and probably laundered after, you know, the sale of drugs. Humans, this is Val Verde County. So if you look across, you'll see that rock ledge on that other side. Mm-hmm. There's a hill that goes up there. The cartel brings these people down that hill and they're walking. Basically, it's like a big C. So they'll come in or at the rock there and they'll come in on the left-hand side and they'll walk around where it's shallow. It's a shelf there. And they're carrying babies and everything crossing the border here, but they just paid the cartel to get here. So that little baby there on the right-hand side, probably what? Three and a half years old,
maybe. Probably.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had babies that size found dead in the river floating because they either ditch them or they they tried to cross themselves in deep water.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you because as you're talking, I wanted the images to come up with what you're saying because you were talking about the town hall and I think I've probably interrupted you twice and my audience is probably like, shut up, Amber, stop doing that.
Yeah, you're okay. No. There's a lot of information there.
So because I was just trying to get some of those pictures going as you're talking so people can understand, like see what you're saying, like see it and hear it at the same time. So at the town hall, what happened?
I asked them how many people have found a dead body on their property, and 400 people out of 400 that were in that room, it was standing room only, four people out of that group found dead bodies on the property. So I took a team of people to the Capitol building, and we actually told our state representative, it was Tracy King's office, that we have had all this going on and we needed his help. And mm-hmm. that we have border cities and counties not declaring a state of disaster. And we were like, this needs to happen because this isn't cool. And this is happening in Texas. And so he had a meeting with Governor Abbott. And the very next day, they declared the state of disaster for the entire state.
I think Arizona needs that, too. I mean, we have just as much crime going on over here as in Texas. And I was trying to reach out to my legislatures. I'm like, you need to build that dang wall. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you need to build it. And so I'm challenging people in the construction industry. Let's crowdfund the wall and finish it once and for all, because that does help slow down crime.
That's the town hall.
Oh, that's you. Oh, wow.
That's the town hall where I asked that question there. And so the gentleman that's sitting there on the, that's Brent Smith right there.
Okay.
Let me tell you about that gentleman there. Brent Smith is a county attorney for Kenney County, Texas. And when the governor wasn't drafting letters to declare a state of disaster, he did. He wrote up the letter and he got it to all the counties and he was protecting those counties. I believe every time the letter was declared, it gave them 7 days of protection. And so that type of stuff was happening. I fought at the Texas State Capitol right here. Try to get legislation passed for multiple different things. I wanted to just talk about the border, but there's 9 things on the docket. And I don't know if you heard how hilarious some of that was, but I said, sign me up for all of them. And they had this pot bill that they're trying to pass, right? I didn't know anything about this marijuana bill except for where I stood on it. It's like getting a traffic ticket and never, ever being able to drive your vehicle again is how I explained it. And what it was is, let's say somebody got a misdemeanor crime for recreational use of pot, but they go back and they educate themselves and they want to start a dispensary to help people on the medical side of CBD. Well, before they wouldn't be able to do that. And at that particular committee, it was passed unanimous after I spoke on it, that this is somebody who is doing something right in their life, who made a mistake, who wants to open a dispensary to further educate people not to make the mistake they made, and help people who have ailments where CBD can actually be beneficial. I was like, I'm absolutely for this legislation. And I believe this should pass unanimously. All people voted it in. So I can actually say that day, anything I spoke on unanimously passed.
Oh, cool.
Or it unanimously failed. But this is me fighting for the kids. This photo's very important. It's very important to me because the photographer that did my photo shoot that day, those were her kids. And she said, Mike, would you take a picture with my children? And I said, why would you want to do that? And she said, well, I'm not going to show their faces, but you're fighting for them too. And that was a heart-wrenching moment for me because it was a fact, is I care about these kids. And God's asked me, I believe, has asked me, I've got more work for you to do than just fix broken fences. You need to fight for child sex trafficking as well. And that was a moment where I had decided to take a stand on this, because when I was just doing what I was doing around the ranch, that was one thing. But the biggest part of this has been going out, being boots on the ground, and being right in front of what's taking place, so close that I'm really right in front of the cartel. So I sent you a video, and when you click it, it'll start with Warriors for Ranchers on the screen.
Okay, let me find it first. Let me see.
The first email I sent you, I believe it's the video attached with all the pictures.
Oh, it is?
I believe it's that one. So that one will actually show the cartel rafting them across. And I'm literally standing, in some cases, 8 feet away from them.
Okay, hold on. I think.
MOV file.
Oh, is it the one in black and white, or is it the one that says evil on it?
Evil.
It has okay. A, let yeah. me share that. Hold on. Let me share my screen.
I can't see that one.
Let me toggle it on. I'll reshare it. Sometimes it gets messed up. Sorry.
That's okay. Because I was wondering if I can't see it, maybe your audience.
Yeah, you, if you now can't can see it. It. Yeah, if you can't see it. Sometimes my share screen gets all messed up.
This is terrible.
That's a good video. That's a really
so that one. That one there, the first images you see, that's the Vega Verde lot where all those people, 150 people came through there nearly twice a day through this person's backyard of their property, just destroying the place. Clothes, IDs, passports, airline travel vouchers, all kinds of stuff on the ground just being dumped there because, one, they don't want people to know who they are, where they come from. So you're finding a lot of that. You're finding wallets, purses, change, all kinds of stuff like that, crossing through there. Birth control pills, because they know that the percentage of them, or the probability rather, of them being raped across on the border is extremely high. So that next video was the cartel coming through in Roma, Texas, and that gentleman pulling them, that's cartel member. And so he's dragging that raft across.
Okay.
Let me Every put, time he comes.
I'll play that one. Hold on. I'll find it.
You just did. It was in that video.
Oh, word okay. Evil. I thought yeah, you were. I thought you wanted me to find because this black and white one looked like it had a raft thing too.
Yeah, so go ahead, play that one. That's another sizzle reel. Play that one.
Okay, hold on.
That shows a lot of the thermal imaging too.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me share my screen.
Okay, now that's a thermal. This is going to be a different situation. This was in Roma this last weekend. And that is me breathing hard. I had to climb to get to where I was.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six coming up. Possibly some agents with them. I got 1.
And you can see they're handcuffed together.
Good job, fellas. All right.
Wow.
That's my film crew right there with them as well.
Are these agents stopping them from coming to the border? Are they sending them back home? Do they let them come through? What's the deal?
So what's happening right now, I'm taking you guys down here, is there's actually, that's a truck right there that's being driven by the National Guard. So I'm searching for cartel on the other side, and I actually find them. You're going to see them here in a second. So what you're looking at on the screen, this is a Pulsar Halion. It's one of the best thermals in the world. And so the center screen's got those four little viewfinders. You see that on the right, lower left?
Right,
that's,
right
here, that's what I see appears. It. Look to the left side. That's a body on the ground. Look to
that
left.
That right
on
there?
That's a body, yes. We believe that's a deceased individual.
Look, right there.
Yes. So that's right a cartel there. Member hiding in the tree. See him holding his gun?
Right here.
And look up. There's another one in the tree up there holding a gun as well.
Oh,
so there's
my
two
God.
Of them there. See him
oh
moving?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I do.
So he's hiding there with a gun, and I just found him.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So he's watching our National Guard. There's a raft down the river there, which we don't get access to that because of you can see how dangerous this is. That's a body right there. That's somebody who was probably murdered before we got there. And the body will admit.
He's watching what's on the ground over there. You know that, right? That's what? He's watching whatever's on the ground there.
See, he doesn't know I'm there.
He doesn't?
No, he didn't know I was there. So we were filming the documentary at the time. And I was able to report to the National Guard and go, fellas, you guys need to be extremely careful. They are right across the river armed watching you guys. And so that body that was on the ground, I mean, it's very clear. You can tell that anything that lights up hot white is something that is, you know, emitting heat. And that appeared to be a body that was murdered.
Oh, my God.
So this stuff's happening. And that body won't be there in the morning. They'll clean up their mess and take it, you know. But they have been known to kill the illegal immigrants that don't have the money to come across. Or rape them or hurt them, whatever they're choosing to do.
Mm.
But that was about 3 a.m. in the morning when that video was taken. And so everything that happens on the border is extremely late at night. So I believe that the Biden administration has a reason for this, is everything happens when people are usually sleeping, right? Because it takes a lot of effort to get up that late, to be out there that late and capture all this footage. And that's what I've been doing that sets me apart from most people, is I'm able to see it and I'm able to be out there during the time that's actually taking place. Because when sun rises, it's all over. All the buses are stopped, all the documentation's done, the mess is picked up, and there's no sign that anything happened.
One second, Mike. One second. Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
Like
here's what's really cool. All right. There's a brand of soda in here, but it's a Zevia, so it's more like the healthier soda. So you take the Zevia, you drop the can down in here, right? And it's a double-walled insulated, and you put the top on, right? So now you have a cooler that's going to – it's metal. It's going to keep your drink cool.
You got to get me some of those for my show, man. That's awesome.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
So I had these made for through Printify for my organization. But,
that's how I do it too. I didn't know they had those on there.
You can take that logo that's behind you and you can size it and put it on there. And not just like I've got my shirts made. I'm totally branded today. I'm having a Ricky Bobby moment, you know?
Right, me too. I'm totally branded today too. Fight like a domestic terrorist. And then my show's on the back, and then I got the hat and the logo. So if you want any of Mike's swagger, you got to go to, what's your website?
Warriorsforratchers.com.
Okay. Yep. All right, so I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I didn't mean
no,
to.
No, we were talking about the thermal. We were talking about the thermal video. Hey, things happen. So the image was taken of the thermal. We saw the body down there. I was able to tell National Guard, hey, guys, I know you guys might not have this type of equipment, but I'm able to see what's taking place over there. And you got cartel members in the trees watching you guys. And you could see one was on the ground kind of standing behind the tree. And you could see up in the tree, in the other tree, he was in the tree and he was watching them with a weapon there. And they had what appeared to be a dead body on the ground on the left-hand side.
When you say that, it triggers a memory I have of some of my law enforcement friends who would say that they knew they were being watched when they were investigating XYZ crime. They knew they were being watched. And I didn't really, when I just saw that video, it kind of gave me chills because I'm like, oh my God, now I got a visual of what they were trying to describe to me as they were investigating their crime.
Absolutely. Wow. And so, you know that I asked God to amplify my voice. And so I'm going to say it right here on your show. Rise TV is doing an actual documentary on the true life events of what's happened in my life. And we're going to get that dude together. And it sounds like we're going to take it to the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this is another way, like a lot of people watch films, and we're naming that film. We're going to make sure everything's okay, but we're going to name it Miller Time.
And that's what they want to name it.
Catchy, I love that. It's Miller Time.
That. Yes.
That was my high school nickname in football and stuff. So, and not just that, it's Miller Time. It's time to expose the truth and make sure that people hear and see it for really what it is. And there's a lot of people that sit behind their keyboards and, you know, they talk about all this stuff, but I'm somebody that spent, you know, thousands of dollars of my own money and self-invested to go down and expose this. People don't realize how expensive it is to get a rental car and get hotels and spend, you know, endless days at the border. I mean, I've spent over $35,000 of my own dollars exposing this, because the value of awareness is so important. We have a left-leaning media organizations who are constantly working to sell a lie to people. Mm-hmm. And so I'm credentialed as an internet, as an independent journalist by the United States Press Association. And I'm able to take those credentials to gain access to these places. And I'm being humbled by how sweet our Border Patrol agents and our DPS agents are, and how much they appreciate the fact that somebody's willing to come down and be with them in the middle of the night and get them pizza when they're hungry. We've ordered pizza for them, and we brought them food and beverages because they're out there all night, 12-hour shifts,
yeah,
with limited resources in some cases. And we're able to bring a little happiness their way. And at the same time, you know, within their limits, talk about what they've experienced and what's going on. Because a lot of the time they can't. And mm-hmm. I want everybody who's listening here who works for the law enforcement agencies, these people aren't saying anything they should. And they're just, you know, they're tired of watching this happen right before their very eyes. Mm-hmm. And they all have the same feeling of, I wish I could do more.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could actually do my job, you know, and do what they got paid to do. And in some of these cases, we have National Guard that's deployed on the Texas border from North Carolina. And I got a chance to speak to the two ladies that were there representing our National Guard. And they were actually in a Border Patrol truck, you know, not a National Guard vehicle, but they were down there watching the railroad. That railroad picture you saw in that last video,
mm-hmm.
that's MS-13 gang members. They captured them and they're smuggling drugs like meth and cocaine. Mm. On these trains, that train goes from Eagles Pass to Chicago, and they've drank in almost all their water. And a lot of those guys, you notice they didn't have their shirts on, or they were put it over their neck, but they're in that train and they had to use bolt cutters to get them out. I mean, this pencil is half the size of the bolt they're having to cut. So if you can imagine, they're inside with something twice the size around as this. And it was very hard for them to use the bolt cutters to open this. So they seal them in that train. They sealed them in because those people are willing to take that risk to smuggle drugs. So when you're in a metal object and it's 100 degrees outside, that heat is amplified inside. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're sweating through their clothes, through their pants. They stink. And then they're catching them right there every single time they inspect. They send the canine units. The canine units sniff them out. And then they break in and they're finding, you know, anywhere between 11 to 30 of them every time they stop, every time. And they'll bail out from those trains and run through ranches. And then now they're breaking into properties with people inside. These kind of stories aren't hitting the news. But I'm going to show you an image. This is just as of yesterday. Okay. So let's see here. This is coming from a friend of mine. All right. This is an image that just took place here in Texas. This is a bailout that took place and the truck ends up in a stock pond in the guy's backyard on his property. So a bailout's when they break through the fences, they're fleeing from law enforcement and they get to, you know, a certain area of the ranch. Now they probably didn't see that tank there at night and they go over the hill and landed right in the water. And so now that truck, I believe it to be true that it was stolen in San Antonio. And it was being used to smuggle people. So now those people are out of vehicle and that ranch is left with having to dig that out and all the costs and everything associated with that. And there's not any state level help for that. They're like, this is on your place. You're going to have to deal with it. That's what's happening. And that's another reason Warriors for Ranchers is formed. So I've since contacted him. Some of these gates are way beyond what I have to fix them, but we're looking to see what their insurance deductible is. And we're going to cover that.
I'm going to share something with you, Mike. I want you to explain this to me. And that's awesome that that's what you do with Warriors for Ranchers, is you help with mitigate some of the costs of these ranchers that are going through. What are we looking at here? Can you see the screen?
Absolutely. So the next image is going to show what they're doing. So this is a hay bale. truck. They're moving hay. And the actual truck's in the images as well. So what they've done is they position the hay in a way that they could put as many people as possible in the middle. And then they tarped it. So this is how they're smuggling them on the back county roads in Texas. And so the load probably looked a little bit, you know, suspicious. So the law enforcement pulls them over, and that's what they're finding inside is all these men and women piled up in there like sardines. And that's how they're smuggling. The other images should be in there.
Let me see.
Back to back of that.
Got that one.
That was a different one. Let me see if I can find that other image. I'll show it on the screen here for you.
Can you see all these? Look at this. Look at these kids. Were these kids just abandoned? This baby, this toddler just abandoned?
Yes, the other image is showing the Border Patrol agent finding them. They were dumped like garbage in the bamboo shoots. They were.
Can you imagine being what? She had to be three or four, and just being...
Here's the image. Can you imagine? That's the image when the agent...
Oh, man.
That's the image when the agent found them, right? And then the image you're showing is them right there. So he found them like this, covered up. So just keep in mind, it's probably over 100 degrees that day, and that's in Eagles Pass. So what happens there at Eagles Pass, I believe those children were being smuggled into the state for sure. But what they know is this, if they come across as a family unit, they're going to get treated differently by CBP. And that's because they're a family unit. If they come across as an individual male, most likely they're going to send them back. But a family unit gets treated different.
But the truth of the matter is, they're most likely not family at all.
No.
We don't know where these kids are coming from or how they're getting these children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the left wants to talk all about slavery from 1800s. But what about the slavery happening right now in our country? And the federal government knows about it and is doing nothing but except helping it along. This is just disgusting, folks. Oh, here's the Border Patrol agent. Okay.
That's the moment he found them.
Oh, my God.
You can imagine, like, where he sits, you know, what that looks like. So
he
they'll
is
make
a
this
true hero to find these children that are, what, 3, 4, maybe, and a 6 month old. Maybe
6 months. Yeah, that was
who
a
knows how long
baby.
They've been there. They're probably hungry, tired. The diaper probably needs to be changed. I'm like, just as my mom's heart is just like weeping right now. I mean, this looks like Arizona. I don't know if it's New Mexico or Arizona or Texas.
That's the Big Bend sector going into Texas.
Okay,
we're Big Bend. We have some hills up there. But yeah, that's what this is. And there's different sectors. This is when U.S. Customs came onto the ranch and they were detaining the gentleman that I detained. So if you go one more picture, you're going to see him by the tree on the right. Oh, nope. That's you advanced a little far.
Maybe I.
Those are trail cam photos.
Yeah, I might not be in order the way you gave it to me.
Okay. So normally on these trail cam photos, you see deer, right?
Yeah.
That's what these images are for. They're for deer. Ooh. So you can see deer. This is people that are catching these images on their personal property. And so
for folks that don't know about the whole hunting world, hunters like to put these cameras up where they think the deer is coming so that they have an idea of where they can go and be successful in their hunt. So that's what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
What is this?
That is a carpet shoe, and that's actually Tim Foley in Arizona showing that.
I know about the carpet shoes. I know about that. Explain the carpet shoes to us, please.
So what it is when the law enforcement's trying to track these individuals, they can often see the type of shoe that they're wearing by the sole. But when they do the carpet shoe, it smooshes the dirt down, and it creates a different pattern, and it makes it harder for law enforcement to track them when they have these on their feet. Yep.
What is this?
This right here is a family business where a smuggler lost control of their vehicle smuggling drugs and ran into the wall of their bakery, and they now no longer have a business.
Oh my God.
They had to shut everything down. Yep.
So this really does affect everybody. It's not just the ranchers. It's not just a few people. This is like It's not just the kids and the women and the boys that are getting sex smuggled. It's not just the people that are going to be doped up on drugs that you're going to be knowing, your relatives, maybe your best, maybe a friend. It's everybody is involved. Oh my gosh, look at these weapons.
Yeah. So these are weapons that are being smuggled into our country. Like, here's a picture of just my trail cams of animals on them. See?
Here, I'll stop. So, there we go.
You can see here all the different animals on the trail cams.
Yeah.
And so I want to highlight one of them. That's a cougar, right?
Oh, wow.
That's
big, yeah.
That's a big cat. So to attract those kind of animals, and here's a big whitetail here. Well, a whitetail. It's not giant, but it's a whitetail. So you have these animals that are coming up. This is a scimitar horned oryx here. So all these different animals, they're attracted to areas where we have these trail cams. Here's an axis buck. Just beautiful animals out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we put the cameras up to see those things, but instead we're getting pictures of illegal immigrants crossing through. So here's axis coming to cottonseed. So when I speak of cottonseed, this is what the feeder looks like where I'm taking all the cottonseed. It looks like that. And so they'll come and they'll eat that cottonseed for protein, and it gives them nutrients and it helps them stay healthy. But that's just a bunch of trail cam pictures that show up on the phone. But instead we're seeing people there.
Whoa. And
these are illegal immigrants crossing over that are coming through these areas. So the drugs, they're stashing them. This is palletized amount of drugs coming through our border here. That's probably a little bit of methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine right there.
I know fentanyl's coming over our border like crazy.
Those big barrels that are in those other images, the red barrels, that's all fentanyl.
Oh, that was fentanyl. Oh, yeah. I think I showed it already. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that was fentanyl.
Yeah, that's enough. Now, that's the Donna facility. Every one of those immigrants is being processed in that tent camp. That's where U.S. taxpayer dollars are being spent. Now, keep in mind, this isn't even the biggest man camp. That's just one of the man camps in Texas where they're processing these individuals. Look at the size of this. Isn't that something? Look at all of them lined up. They have a whole system of where they're all going. And wow. These images are being, you know, hidden from the American people. They don't want us to know that this is happening.
Explain this to me. Yeah, explain this bracelet thing to me.
And here's even more of them right here. So the bracelets, they say Integras on them. Integras. It means deliveries. So some of them are written on and marked on. They would write the price in a marker, how much the people paid to come across. The different colors coming from certain Border Patrol agents. If you look at the little ones up top, you see how that little circle is formed? Those are probably on babies. You see those little tiny ones right there? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are little tiny wrists. And they probably slid those off because they don't even look ripped or cut. So those were on children. And so these children are being smuggled over here. These bracelets represent payment. They paid to come across the Border Patrol agent sees the cartel moving these people across. But this particular location was found by Sheriff Roy Boyd in Goliad County, as you can see the badge down the lower left-hand side. And he uncovered basically a stash location where they were modifying vehicles to smuggle more people, taking the seats out of these trucks and making more space to move as much immigrants as they could, illegal immigrants.
When they're paying to come here. Who's paying to come here, and why are they paying to come here?
Well, it's this simple. If they don't pay the cartel, they'll kill them. And a lot of times, I think in situations where they think it's going to be okay to come across, I have some linguists that I pay that go to the border with me, and I have them interview a family from Venezuela who had a family member murdered on the Mexico side. We asked them, was it worth it to come here? And they're like, no, one of their cousins was murdered. And they're standing there telling us these things, and we're asking them, like, how much did you pay? And they're like, no say. They don't want to tell us. They're being told not to tell us how much they're paying. But we did have a girl from Cuba who had like a 7-year-old, 5-year-old, and a baby swaddled, who told us that not only did they pay to come across, but she witnessed the raping taking place the night before. And she said she had to take her children and hide them in the weeds and cover their little ears to try to escape the screams that happened all night long as these children were being abused and the women were being abused. And she said in her mindset, they grabbed what looked to be the most attractive girl in the bunch, and they handcuffed her to the base of a tree, and they took turns raping her all night long.
I wonder if you sent me a picture of that, because I haven't seen it yet.
Let's see if I can find that rape tree. Hold on here. I'm pretty sure I have it here. It's pretty terrible stuff. People go, Mike,
yeah,
they go to talk with you for 10 minutes is very, very, what's the word they would use? Deflating. I'm like, well, man, this is really taking place, and it's not fun conversation.
These people, are they being coerced into paying them?
They know that that's one of the main ways they're going to get here. Okay, I got it right here.
Okay. So the first time I heard about the rape trees, to be quite honest with you, is on the Reawaken tour. I don't know why I've never heard of it before. I don't know if it's being naive, being sheltered. I don't know, but I never heard of that before. And I saw an image, either you or someone else showed, and I was just like,
on the tree.
Yep. I was just, my jaw just dropped, and I was just like, you got to be kidding me. This is going on. And our federal government's compliant. They're compliant with it. They're not doing anything to stop it. In fact, they're helping.
They're aiding and embedding. Aiding.
That's mm-hmm. exactly right.
So where did Kamala Harris go before she went to El Paso, Texas?
Right. Guatemala.
Absolutely. She went to Guatemala, nailed it. And they really didn't want her there, right?
Nope. They said that Trump won. Remember, she was greeted with signs that said Trump won. I thought that was great.
But then you started seeing these shirts that say Biden, please let us in, right?
Yes.
The shirts that they were wearing. And they're not over there manufacturing those. They brought those shirts to them. And when we talk to the people from Guatemala that crossed the border, they're telling us that the Biden administration offered them a better opportunity. And I want everybody to listen to that. They're telling us they were offered a better opportunity to come here. I'm here to tell you Biden lost the election, and now he's trying to buy this one. And the reason I'm saying trying to buy it, we've had documented by June 1 million apprehensions, okay? And anybody that's in law enforcement understands that when it comes to Border Patrol here, they're only apprehending roughly 10%. So by June, we had 1 million apprehensions, right? And so now we have somewhere in the realm of 2.5 million people that's crossed Texas that we know of that's crossed Texas. And we have equipment on the border that basically detects people's bodies. And so they're detected, but not detained is the terminology that's being used. That right there is a rape tree. So that would be what is like a winch cable around the tree. And they lock the handcuffs onto that tree, and they would put a woman there. And even right there, looks like signs of struggle around the base of that tree, where they put their hands and that person can no longer get up and run, and they rape them. And when they're done, the next image that you'll have is when they celebrate it.
Okay, I have that, hold on.
Yep.
Here it is.
They celebrate it and they hang their bras and their panties in the tree.
And
to me,
moralizing.
This is a serial rapist. Anybody that's gonna come back to a location and do this time and time again, those bras and panties represent somebody's life that was either taken, that was hurt and abused, but this is not an uncommon sight when you're getting closer to the border in Arizona and in Texas. You'll see these things. And they're actually finding mass burials now in the Mexico side where these people's bodies have been, you know, discarded.
Wow. So I always like to leave my people with hope. We just showed them a whole lot of truth right now. And it's very disturbing truth. Do we have the left talks about slavery, but they don't talk about the slavery going on right now. They talk about slavery from the past, slavery we can't do anything about, slavery that was abolished when President Lincoln was president. We have slavery going on right here. There's boys, there's girls, there's women. I assume men. I don't know.
Sure.
I assume that's going on too. So we have slaves going on right now. We have a boatload of drugs. Mike just showed you a picture of a boatload of drugs, a boatload of money. Huh?
I'm going to show the fentanyl. I want them to see this because fentanyl is being discussed time and time again when it's talking about the border. What I'm going to put on the screen right here, this is all the fentanyl that was seized on the Texas border.
Wow.
That's 55-gallon drums of it, folks. And for people to get a real understanding of how much fentanyl it takes, if you look at the tip of that pencil right there, that little bit of lead on the tip of that pencil, that would be enough fentanyl to overdose somebody multiple times. Just that tip of the pencil. And you've got a 55-gallon drum of it, and multiples. That's enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the state of Texas. So not only are these children being smuggled across the border, they're harvesting organs and they're selling them. There's been instances where Border Patrol will share the stories of babies that were found on the border where they cut open their abdomen, they clean out all their guts, they shove in this is coffee beans, but they shove in a bag of drugs in there and they lace it up like they're still living, and they're using that carcass to smuggle heroin. And they'll dress the little kid up in their little clothes and they'll push them in a stroller even. But when they get to the location, they'll cut the thread, they'll pull the drugs out and they'll discard the carcass like it's waste, because that's what they use it for, is to smuggle drugs. They're using baby carcasses and have had done this. And so a Border Patrol agent has shared that story with me. And so I'm telling the world about it. Is that stuff's sick and it's taking place and it needs to stop. And our Border Patrol agents have to clean that mess up. Our State Patrol agents have to clean that mess up. In Brooks County, Texas, an illegal immigrant was found, hung, and burned alive. This is happening in Texas soil. Cartel-style murders are taking place. So I did send you a video. I know you're ready to give them some hope, but I want to show them one more bit of truth.
Okay.
Show them the video of the assassination I sent you. And I want everybody to understand.
I don't know if I got that
one. You almost played it earlier. It's the video with the blue car bumper in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can find that.
I don't find joy in showing people this, but I do want to tell the truth. And I want people to see it and feel it and be able to take something away from it and understand that the savage death that you're about to witness on this video is some cartel members that I put on.
Is it
national TV?
Is it the okay?
It starts out with that blue bumper in the beginning. Here, I'll show you what it looks like.
Yeah, show me what it looks like.
It's gonna look like this in the corner right there. You see them walking over here. You'll see their feet walking past the car.
Okay, let me see. And you said I almost played it.
You see the blue bumper right there.
Hold on, let me look. Hold on.
It's gonna look like this right
now. Okay. Let me find it.
It's 35 seconds. And I guarantee you, you're gonna probably want to stop it after the first 10 because it gets very, very gruesome. People ask me, how do I get all these videos and images? I do have a source in Mexico that works as a contract security agent that works with the crime lab. And they're able to get me these images so I can share it to the folks here in America.
I don't know why I'm not finding it.
Do you want me to show it?
Hold on. I'm sure.
That shows that blue.
Oh, wait. Bumper. Oh, I got it. I thought it was a picture. It's a video. I found it. Okay.
It's a video.
My bad. Yep. It looked like a picture. Okay, let me share my screen.
It's extremely, extremely graphic, folks, what you're about to witness.
All right. That's not necessary.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, ya tú. Vámonos. Hey, este, el mafiosote ese.
Wow, that's overboard, man.
That's overboard.
They had, you know, within one or two shots, and they went like 1,000 rounds on that man.
Right. And that's one of the many cases where this type of stuff's happening. I want everybody to know that took place a quarter mile from the Texas border in Reynosa, Mexico. And that took place, now it's been over a couple months ago. But this was a journalist that was flying a drone over there, and they caught him, and this is what's taking place. And I have many more things like that. That's just, I have them even worse than that, believe it or not. You would go, how could you get worse? They decapitated one of the guys. And we don't have to show all that gruesome stuff. But the cartel likes to leave fear in people's mind. I want to leave your folks with some hope. And that is that I have formed an organization that has lots of people who are willing to want to help and volunteer. And we are currently protecting a child rescue center underneath the Shepherd program here in the state of Texas. And I have a gentleman that created a security team that's got all the proper licensing to do this. And at this church, they're protecting this grounds because the church services 40,000 people a year with food. And they run a little thrift store, and they have some orphanages in Mexico that they service, and they have a little church service on Sundays and Wednesdays, I believe. And the little pastor there speaks Spanish, and they care enough about this organization to protect it. And they've got people cooking, and they got people volunteering, and they're giving ranch protection to people that deserve it and need it, so that they can feel safe where they live. But the fact is, we've got more truth tellers out there. More and more people are exposing this and getting it as to many people as they can. And my main statement is this, is there's a lot of people out here doing this, but we all need to work together, and we need to all do our part to share this information and to make sure the truth's getting out to America. And it's not about who does it first or who does it the best. It's about doing it, being honest, and sharing this information to all the people who's not getting it. And that's my message to everyone out there.
I do hope that everyone shares this and it goes viral. I hope people really share it with their friends. I think they need to need to see what's really going on, that the open border is a serious problem for not just America because of illegal immigration issue.
Right.
It goes far beyond that. It goes the drugs, the rapes, the slavery, the organ harvesting. I mean, we're even talking about babies getting affected. Toddlers being affected. I mean, gosh, if you have a heart as a person, if you could get fired up about Dr. Fauci going after dogs, which is not right, you know, what he did. I'm not going to say it is. But and if you kids. Get fired up about that, okay, then you should be getting fired up about this border issue that is hurting a lot of people. A lot of people.
Absolutely. And even good men and women in uniform. I want to briefly speak on this. Imagine being a Border Patrol agent signing up to protect our borders in Texas. And they're doing the same job for nearly a 500% more workload, if not 1,000% more workload. And they're getting temptation from the cartel. And you've probably heard this. Some of these men and women have decided to take money from the cartel and look the other way. And some of them have gotten caught. We had a Border Patrol agent that got caught smuggling cocaine on the Texas border. And I'm not here to say Border Patrol agents are bad, but what I'm trying to say is the temptation is real, that, you know, the cartel can give them more money in a week than they can earn in an entire year. 20,000 a week, you know, that's 80,000 or 40,000 bucks every 2 weeks. And that's 80,000 a month. That's a life-changing amount of money to look the other way.
But especially especially if you're going through a financial hardship, that's where the temptation is really hard to pass up that kind of money. Because I'll tell you what, our police officers, our law enforcement, they're not rich people.
They're not. And these men and women in uniform, I care about each and every one of them, and I pray for them. But you do have those people who've decided to make the wrong choice, you know, and they get caught and their entire life's changing. So this isn't just affecting just the farmers or ranchers. It's affecting everybody involved. And I will tell you this is Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, cleans up the mess before he comes into town. And I've had a chance to interview the Border Patrol agents in Mission, Texas, and in Del Rio, because I was one of the first independent journalists in Del Rio when all the Haitians came across the border. And what I'm being told is when Mayorkas' helicopter come into town, that the superintendent of the Del Rio Independent School District allowed the use of school buses to transport illegal immigrants out from underneath the port of entry bridge. And then when Mayorkas came to do the press conference, there was nobody there. They moved 12,000 people out from underneath that port of entry. And they did so literally overnight. And I want to show one more image here before
we go. The American people are being lied to left and right, That's why independent journalists like me and Mike and all the rest of them on Rumble and on frankspeech.com, which, hey, like, share, and subscribe right now. Either like, share, and subscribe Rumble or Frank Speech. Go visit theamermayshow.com. Like, share, and subscribe. Because that's how we're the ones telling the truth. I don't get paid anything, you know, for you guys. I'm not going to get power or money for telling the truth, but you know who does get power and money are the people that are running the big networks on TV. Absolutely. They don't want you to see all this stuff going on, because if the American people saw the rape trees, the drugs that are going to affect your kids, your brother, your sister, maybe your spouse, you wouldn't want that coming into your country.
So on frankspeech.com as well, is Mike Lindell's doing his discount for MyPillow. And so I'm an influencer with that amazing gentleman as well. you guys are going to want to watch that. It's a 3-day event that he's hosting.
Doesn't it start today?
I think it starts today. Yep. We want to promote him and that as much as we can. I'm trying to find.
He is a true patriot. God is very specific with what he does, and he chose a man who focuses on sleep to try to wake everybody up. That's God's sense of humor right there.
It does, but you know the other thing is not all heroes wear capes.
That's
some
right.
of them sell pillows,
and some of them wear Kevlar.
That's right. Yeah, they do. I actually wore my bulletproof vest. It's right here. I'll pick it up here in a second. I wore it in my speech. Here, I'm going to show this one more image. I'm just passing this. This is a child that was actually found being held by a smuggler, and a Border Patrol agent found this little sweetheart.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
With her little hands are bound.
Oh
now,
my God.
You can't fake that. That child is actually in a struggle. And so they find them locked up like this.
Right? These are not with their parents. These are not with their parents. You can't tell me they're with their parents. I don't know where their parents are and how they got there.
Right.
But they're not
with
their parents.
These little kids being exploited. Well, I'm not finding that image. It was a giant. You've probably seen the Del Rio pictures. I'm working my best to try to find that for you. With all the Haitians underneath the port of entry, it was actually, here's some of the images here. This is them crossing right here.
Wow.
That's them crossing. And let's see here. This is actually cell phone footage from a female that was actually there. They're posting TikToks underneath our port of entry bridge. This is what it looked like from their perspective, being underneath that bridge.
There were lepers I heard in the crowd. I don't know if that's fact, but I heard. And there was a lot of ill people in that crowd.
Oh,
now, I could be wrong about some of that info, but what I was hearing, there might have been leprosy.
Oh, for sure.
And other things, I don't even know what else.
All kinds of, here's the image. That's the big one right there. So this is all the people. Let's see if it'll bring it up clear.
I know there was a lot of illness from people coming from Hades. And that comes to our country, and then everyone starts getting sick. And
there was 7 babies born underneath that bridge.
Wow.
Nearly
I can't
a baby
imagine.
Day.
I can't imagine
what
giving
I'm wearing
birth.
At the border. Hold on.
So I want to let you guys know there's always hope, and you guys go for warriorsforranchers.com and donate. They're a 501c3. You could do that. You can contact your people that represent you. Nice.
That's my bulletproof vest I wear.
Mm-hmm.
50 pounds of 50 solid
pounds.
Plate armor. That's
yep.
a heavy dude. So we wear those at the border because it's not safe there. And they've actually shot rounds at our National Guard over there. And it's very unsafe. And I want people to understand it's not just a, it's not a game to go to the border anymore. That you saw the thermal imaging of a cartel member standing with a weapon. This isn't like, hey, let's take a weekend and let's just take our friends to the border. You can lose your life doing that. And it's because these people see a lot of people lined up and they want to make a statement. They're shooting across with tracer rounds at our Border Patrol towers. This is not a safe thing to do. And I'm not encouraging people just to run down and take pictures and video of the border. We take extreme calculated efforts and we make sure that where we're going that, you know, it's somewhat safe to cross to go down to try to document what we're doing down there. But there's a lot of people that are trying to do it. And I'm afraid sooner or later, somebody's going to go out there and they're going to do it the wrong way, or they're going to put themselves right in the wide open. And it just takes one bullet to put a person on the ground.
See, that's why I think that we need to get veterans and retired law enforcement down there to protect people who are in construction. So if you want hope, here's your hope, guys. If you want to know what to do, here's something to do. If you know how to build, we need to finish our wall. And then we need people to protect them. We can't just have any person willy-nilly who is not trained, because that is a very dangerous situation, because we're basically at war. Our borders are at war right now. And so we need people to protect people, but we need also that border wall, because that would really help. And we don't have a lot to go, but we do have enough that there's still a wide open gap. But if we could just finish what Donald Trump started, because the regime right now isn't going to do it. My governor's not going to do it. I don't know about Abbott. I mean, I've heard stuff, but I don't know if he's actually done anything about it. But so it's up to we the people, because we're the ones actually in charge. We're the ones with the actual power. So if you want hope, that's something that you can do if you want to get involved. You can also get involved by donating to Warriors for Ranchers. You can donate, help him. You know, he has expenses going to the border. He has important work to do. We need to support people who have important work to do. Praying is something you could always do. And then speaking, I mean, just getting this message out there is the biggest thing you can do, because if we can change the court of public opinion, then things change. Okay. So that's a big thing. So like, share, and subscribe. Go to Mike Miller, like his stuff, share his stuff that's out there. He's going to be out there more than I would love to have him every month. If you could even come on my show every month and keep us up to date.
I'll become a normal contributor to your
show. I would love that. I would love that.
And so we'll do it. And I want everybody to text Warriors to 53445, and you can actually get on my text list. So I have a text campaign, and currently right now that'll actually take them to a link where if they want to donate, they can donate. But every time I send out a newsletter, it'll go right to their text message. And so text Warriors to 53445, and we will actually start adding more and more information to those newsletters to keep people up to date for what's really taking place. Also, Warriors for Ranchers is not just based in Texas. We are here, we founded it here, but Warriors for Ranchers is now it's an international organization. We have people all across Texas and America experiencing things. If you're living in, you know, a border state or an area where you're experiencing this, and you guys want me to have a rally at your location, you guys can contact me through my press kit on the website, and I can make an appearance. We can get a bunch of people together in your local communities, your elected officials. So currently this year, I'm going to Phoenix, Oklahoma, Ohio, here in Texas, and I'm endorsing candidates that care about our country. They care about the people. There are men and women of God who were going to sit in that desk. They're going to answer the phone, and they're going to do what's right by the people. I've taken the time to endorse many candidates that I honestly believe are going to be the right ones for the job. And that doesn't mean just because it's my personal opinion, that means they got the people behind them. But I have a large following that believes in me and believes in what I do. And I will not endorse someone if I don't feel 100% that they're going to be the right person for the job. If this is something you guys are interested in, please go to warriorsforranchers.com, go to my press kit, send me an email and say, hey, we're having a rally. This is the date. If it can work in my schedule and you guys can help me with travel expenses, I will be there and I will help spread the word and spread the truth. I'll bring a presentation together, and I'm actually surrounded by patriots who love this country, and I can bring some jaw-dropping speakers with me. And I think Amber knows that. I'm surrounded by some amazing people.
Yeah, I think that's great. I love that. I love that. All right. Well, thank you, Mike, so much for your time. Thank you for the Miller time today on the show. I appreciate that. You know, I think it's important what you're doing, and everyone needs to know about it. So go to there, and also always check the links below. I always have all my stuff in the descriptions below. So always check on all my videos. The description's really important. If I don't tell you that, just already know to do that, just automatic. I want you to go check out my friend who does tax incentive agency. She just helped four businesses get a total of $300,000 from the government that they already set aside. And so if you're a business and you could use some extra cash, go and check out my friend. The links are in the description below. Also, mypillow.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber. Save up to 66% off. DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Amber May. One word. Get your ivermectin. Get your Covivites. And check out the swag at theambermayshow.com. Have a great day. Take care, guys.